presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to another edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Once again, we're coming to you from historic Chester, whose name derives from the Latin castra devana, meaning camp on the Dee. This, of course, refers to a riverside garrison and not, as recently supposed, the infamous Roman commander Julius Clary. Anyway, we're the guests of the Molloy Hall here in Chester, and when I say we, I'm referring to our splendid teams. A veritable who's that of British comedy. On my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And here to give the teams one when she feels they deserve it. Please welcome our scorer, the delightful Samantha. Well, our first round is entitled Historical Headlines. Long, long ago, teams, events of true national importance went largely unreported in the national newspapers. And in this country, it's a tradition that's upheld to this very day. Teams, I shall provide a historical event, and I'd like you please to suggest some newspaper headlines likely to have been printed in the papers the following day. The first event is the feeding of the 5,000. Barry.
This is in the Magician's Weekly. David Copperfield unveils great new tuna sandwich illusion.
Willie.
This is from the Jewish Chronicle. Our goldfish kosher.
Graham?
One from the Sun. Jesus Christ ate my fish.
And Tim?
The Observer, 4,998 vegetarians left hungry.
Huge headline in the Daily Mirror. Where's the ketchup then, shout Pharisees? The Financial Times is more impressed by the sermon that preceded the miracle and said attractive property gains for meek forecast.
Okay, well, let's try another one. This time the event is the sack of Troy.
Daily Mail in the female section under household hints. Always look a gift horse in the stomach.
Sound bit of advice in the Guardian. Beware Greeks bearing tits.
Sporting Life, big wooden bugger, odds on favourite for Troy Handicap.
Today, Ajax round the bend official.
Birmingham Post, Aston Villa chairman says my manager, Mr. Troy, has my complete backing.
Well, time's getting on, so now let's go on to a round called Pick Up Song. However, before we start, I must apologise to listeners in the West Midlands. It must be very unpleasant at this time of year. Now, as is customary in this round, Samantha will spin some discs on my gramophone to which you team should sing along. By some deft adjustment to my new EC-approved knob de volume... Samantha will cause the music to drop out at a certain point. If on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original teams, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. What do points mean?
Prizes!
God, I get more depressed each week. This week's prize comes from the Ann Summers Erotic Herb Collection. It's this attractive blow-up dill.
Thank you.
Barry. Barry, I'd like... I'd like to make it clear to my aunt, who listens to this program regularly, that I don't understand any of these. Barry, I'd like you to start by accompanying Gene Vincent singing Bebopalula.
Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean a lady. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean a baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby love, my baby love, my baby love. She's the girl in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teens. She's the one that I know. She's the one that loves me so. Say, Bebopalula, she's my baby.
Should have mentioned that there's one rule I forgot about, and that is you're not allowed to tap your foot. So, sorry, Barry. Tim, will you please accompany Shawadi Wadi singing Under the Moon of Love?
Let's go for a little walk under the moon of love. Let's sit down and talk under the moon of love. I want to tell you that I love you. And I want you to be my girl.
You're behind
me. Let's walk, let's talk. And the moon of love, moon of love. You were looking so lovely. Under the moon of love.
Not the feet.
You're shining so brightly.
Don't
under the moon of love. I wanna go all the time, all the time. And be my love tonight.
Oh, God, my...
Let's go, let's talk, let's walk under the moon of love.
Turn on me.
What an enormous gnat.
Next time you can tap your foot.
Stop it.
Willie, will you join Cliff Richard singing Living Doll?
Oh. Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best.
It's getting quicker, I'm sure, when I was young.
Living doll. Got a roving eye, and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Take a look at her hair. It's real. And if you don't believe that, why is that? Any misprint, huh? I just feel it, just feel. Gonna lock her up in a trunk. So no big hunk can steal her away from me. Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping.
Finally, Graham, will you and Colin Sell please accompany Nina Simone singing My Baby Just Cares For Me?
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for high-toned places. Liz Taylor is not a star, and even though her eternal smile is something he can't see, my baby don't care, who knows. My baby just cares for me.
Our next round, word for word, involves the themes uttering a meaningless series of unconnected words. Interestingly, this round is thought to have provided author Jeffrey Archer with the inspiration for the title of his next book, A Meaningless Series of Unconnected Words. I shall ask one team to exchange a series of completely unconnected words between them. The opposing team may challenge if they notice a connection. If I uphold the challenge, then the challengers should take over. They damn well will take over. Okay? Right. Well, Tim and Willie, will you start, please?
Umbrella.
Follicle.
Chop.
Muffin.
Scarf.
Codswallop.
Challenge from Graham Garden.
Yes, umbrella and scarf are related, surely, aren't they?
Yes.
Only by marriage.
That's Jane Asher, not an umbrella. Frequently mistaken. I have to uphold that. Wet weather. What?
I have to uphold that. That was a very obvious mistake.
I once put her up. Sorry.
If she'd known you were coming, she'd have baked a cake.
Carry on. Graham and Barry, take over.
Clog. Cake.
Challenge.
One of Jane Asher's finest. The clog-shaped cake, which she brings out every clogging Sunday, which I enjoy in Ram's Bottom annually.
Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't cancel out the buzzer, so I haven't a clue what happened then, so... Oh, Barry and Graham, carry on, carry on.
Flange. Grouse. Gusset.
I heard a laugh there, Barry, you're out.
Is this the same round that we're playing, you're adjudicating?
Oh, yeah, it's the wrong game. Challenge from Tim.
Well-known pub, Grouse and Gusset, and they're open.
Carry on, Tim.
Moribund.
Arthur.
Cataclysmic.
Challenge from Graham Garden.
Murray Bund and his brother Arthur.
Oh, exactly.
We remember them.
Oh.
Can't say further than that.
I know them well, so.
It's us, is it right? Lark. Wimple. Novice. Gerbil.
What was the last one?
Never you mind.
German was the last one.
German?
Gerbil.
Gerbil. Gerbil.
Gerbil.
Oh, gerbil, was it? Gerbil.
Gerbil.
Was it German gerbil?
He was a German, but...
Wasn't there a film called The Gerbils of Wimple Street?
Parrots of Wimple Street.
Carrots?
Parrots.
Parrots.
No, the carrots of Penzance, you're thinking. Oh, yeah.
Well, that was jolly good fun, Hans, wasn't it?
I'm absolutely fed up with it, to tell you the truth. Let's go on to the next round, entitled Biographies.
Yes.
It's a round entitled Biographies, and no one can have failed to notice the recent plethora of books about the lives of the rich and famous. There's been Diana, about the princess, Charles, about the prince, and even Barry Cryer, about 50 pence in the remainder book. Teams, I'd like you, please, to come up with some suggestions for the titles of biographies that have yet to grace our bookshop shelves. And, Graham, will you start, please?
Mike Atherton, A Handful of Dust. John Gummer, All Things Trite and Dutiful. Hump's got a book out about Louis Armstrong, actually, called You Play the King and I'll Trumpet.
Des Lynam, Why Do I Do That?
Major Ron, The Medium is the Massage.
For the sequel, he's taken the old David Bowie song and he's going to call it Self Control to Major Ron.
David Meller, Away Goals Count Double.
Pop-up book, by the way.
I have Meller's latest work. It's Through Lady Cobham with Gun and Rod.
Well,
Elvis Presley, My Life in Tesco's.
And Richard Madeley, I Was a Fugitive from a Chain Store.
Allegedly.
It's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. The Friends of Mornington Crescent mailbox has been inundated again by a postcard from our regular correspondent, Mrs. Trellis of North Wales, who's holidaying in Rhyl at present, and she writes, Dear, having a lovely weather not so, wish you were... Oh, and there's a PS here. Due to power cut in hotel, had to write this under lighthouse. Anyway, back to the game. This week we'll be playing Hugo's Second Stratagem. And in case you've forgotten, teams, this means that moves across consecutive rows are prohibited, unless, of course, you're in nip. Tim, will you start, please?
Across consecutive rows?
Oh, we're not going to have an argument again.
You can't actually have consecutive if you're in nip anyway, can you, consecutive rows?
You can.
If you're playing Hugo's, you can.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Couldn't in the first stratagem, but the second one, you can do it. He amended it.
I apologise.
Hugo first.
No, he didn't exactly...
No need to be frivolous, Barry.
I'm sorry.
You want a quibble, Graham?
Well, he didn't actually amend it. He altered it.
I suppose if Humph says we play it that way, it doesn't really matter, does it?
It's not Humph's amendment, is it? It's Hugo's.
But Humph mentioned it.
You just said it wasn't an amendment. You said it was an alteration.
Oh, but you're trying to amend it now.
Perhaps we'd better leave it till next week, had we?
Start away, Tim, please.
Lyle Street.
Frodsham Street.
Spell it.
Frodsham.
Where's that?
Chester.
Tite Street.
Trinity Street.
Oh, blimey.
It's not that bad. I hope you're not going to do anything very, very silly.
Do you think? Fleet Street.
Farringdon.
No.
Westgate.
Oh! No, you've forgotten the consecutive road.
Funny little pocket of people over there.
I know.
They come from Chester.
Oh.
They probably voted for the loony and the jumpers.
Cromwell Road.
Chichester Street.
Where's that?
Chester.
Is that here? No.
Oh. God. I hear a nip. Yeah.
I suppose we are, aren't we?
You are.
I have. Is there any way out of it?
Absolutely, yes, for me. But not for you.
I go, you're coming with me. All right.
don't forget, consecutive rows are now not prohibited.
Ah.
Because you're in nip.
Baker Great. Street. Thank you, Hump.
Trinity Street.
Knightsbridge.
Brandreth Square.
You're allowing that, huh?
Listen, at this stage in the game, I'll allow anything.
Will to live.
In that case, Mornington Crescent.
Well, our next round is entitled Call My Bluff. As you remember from the television program, participants were expected to issue forth a stream of anachronisms, inanities, and blatant lies. Happily, this old format has been repackaged for radio and can now be heard under the title Today in Parliament. Teams, I shall give you each an obscure word to define, and I shall be awarding points to whichever definition I decide is nearest the truth. The word is ping, hippopotamus. No, sorry, I'll read that again. The word is... hippopotamus, and I'd like you to give me your definition of the word hippopotamus, please. Tim.
Well, this hippopotamus is a very specific term used in the 50s by potters. After the war, as you, some of our older listeners and us will remember, pottery was still very old-fashioned with dogs, cats, 18th century lovers, that sort of thing. And an American, Joseph Krajewski, hit the pottery world like a breath of fresh air with such masterpieces as long-haired lovers on motorbikes, rock and roll hot dogs, etc. When asked where he got his modern ideas from, he said, from my rather more hipper, hipper potter muse. Very specific, only potters would understand that. It's also the trendy Cambodian gorilla comedian, the hip Pol Potter muse.
Barry. Did mention pottery, not quite what he said. Sir Joshua Amis, an ancestor of Kingsley and Martin. Martin was named after him, actually, about 150 years after. Got together with Jedediah Harper to make a revolutionary chamber pot, because the old models caused a lot of trouble. The steam was rusting the bed springs, and people mistook them for soup bowls. So they installed one of the earliest Spode extractor fans on top, which you had to remove before you sat on it, otherwise you might get a little behind with your orders. But they created this new revolutionary chamber pot that went ping, you know, if you ran your foot. So this was because of the design on the side with the two names and the description in the middle. It was known as the Harper Pot Amis.
Willie, in the golden days before Spitting Image, when Jim Henson and Frank Oz used to do that wonderful thing, the Muppets, which was very lovely, they did actually a blue version of it behind closed doors. Appalling things happened between the frog and Miss Piggy. No decent person should really ever see. Suffice to say, it never will be seen. It exploded. But the thing to ask for, if you want to see these puppets at it, is go in and ask for hip puppet amours. The pig is terrific.
Graham.
Well, this goes back to the year when the Marx Brothers entered the U.S. Open Golf Championship. And it was very tense. And Harpo, in fact, was in the lead until the 18th on the final round. And he tried his very hardest, but the ball just failed to go in. And the headlines in the papers the next day said, Harpo putt amiss. And the word passed into the language. Harpo putt amiss. Fat animal that lives in African rivers.
I think the nearest one to the truth, they were all pretty far flung. I mean, that one of yours, Tim, the pottery thing, was unbelievable, so I'm not accepting that.
At your peril.
And Graham, the golf thing, no. Willie didn't hear a word of it from where I'm sitting.
Well, I'm in Chester.
I suppose, Barry, you come nearest to the correct answer, so I'll award the points to you. Correct answer is, of course, an ugly, fat, grey thing. You did mention Kingsley Amis. On we go now to a hilarious musical round called Just a Minim, which goes some way to prove that although the gift of laughter is a rare and precious thing, it comes a poor second to the gift of industrial strength earplugs. It's a musical version of the popular radio show Just a Minute, so as you would expect, team members should attempt to sing a song without repetition, hesitation, repetition, lobster or deviation. Those not singing may buzz to challenge, and you'll be accompanied on the piano teams by the ever-popular Colin Sell, who receives sacks of fan mail. Here's an example. Dear Colin, the Ventaxia kitchen extractor removes all the unpleasant... Right, I'd like you to start, please, Graham, and the song is How Much Is That Doggy in the Window?
How much is that doggy in the window? Woof bark. The one with the waggly tail. What's the price of that animal through the glass? I do hope that Fido's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog...
Sorry, that was deviation and repetition.
Thank you, Graham. You've done us all a favour. I'll uphold that challenge. That means you've got
means
to go
you
on.
You have to go on, Humphrey.
She won't be lonesome, and the animal will have a good home.
I don't really want to say this, but
Willie,
I...
Willie.
What?
For the benefit of listeners at home, if you'd wait for me to say challenge from Willie, because they're not going to be able to distinguish your voice from...
Don't they have stereo on radio?
What's that got to do with it?
I don't know. I can never understand at all how Lord Hall challenge. Was so much louder than Uncle Mac. Very, quite frankly, and I lived in Wales then. Larry the Lamb... Lord Haw Haw. Hello, Germany speaking. Cheers, Bell.
That's almost all we've got time for in the time. It's just time, I've noticed, to fit in a quick round of Roman Film Club. So, teams, in honour of Chester's forebears, I'd like you please to suggest some titles of films likely to have been popular with the ancient Romans. And, Barry, will you start, please?
Toga, toga, toga.
Accidental Nero.
Funny Gaul, starring Barbarian Streisand.
Viaduct Soup. Mad Maximus.
Gladiator 2. He's Bacchus.
Rollerball and Remus.
Rome Alone.
The man who shot Julius Caesar.
Orgy and Bess. Starring
with Caesar Minelli.
Hadrian's Wall Street. Good night.
Well, as the vanquished charwoman of time begins to shake and back the shag pile of eternity. I notice that we've just run out of time, and indeed the series. Join us on Christmas Day for a special festive edition of the program. In the meantime, from Samantha, the teams, myself, and all the fine people of Chester, goodbye.
Tynbrook Taylor, Barry Trier, Graham Garden, and Willie Rushton have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The program was produced by John Naismith.